Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. The band is back together after 2 days off without my compadre getting his voice right. We are going to be back doing the thing at Twin Peaks tomorrow, guys, by the way, 2 to 7. We start every hour of every program with a big old, hey, man! How you feeling, baby?
Better. I mean, listen, I'm not ill. As I said on social media, I just was trying to rest my instrument.
Yeah.
But I don't feel, you know your body, right? You know when you're not 100. And that's where I feel like my voice is not 100, even though people are like, oh, you sound fine, you sound okay. But I, Mike, you know this. I don't have any range, right? That's the thing. Like, I can't.
It's weak.
It really is. I can't go high like I normally can. I can't go low like that. Yeah. So that's my issue.
But it's just when you can't do what you want to do, it sucks. So we're grinding.
But I'm better. Thank you, brother. Yes. And thank you for the love. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man. And again, everybody was out there yesterday. We mentioned at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Everybody was like, where's Dukes? I'm like, he's not well. Hey, man, we are going to get
how
into
the drinks, by the way.
Strong.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was a good.
Said that like Jameis.
Strong. It was strong. We said, are you strong? We strong. We strong, man. No, good, strong cocktails and a good crowd and great the wings. You should have seen Tinker. Oh, that's right. You missed it.
What?
So Tinker, our boy Tinker, who looks like the dude from Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Of course, was there because he shows up at every remote for Dukes and Bell. He's our loyal listener. And then a dude rolls in who literally looks just like Wade Garrett, the character, I kid you not, of Sam Elliott in Roadhouse.
Oh, wow.
And so all we needed was somebody who looked like Ben Gazzara.
And you had the cast.
And Patrick Swayze. We never got a Kelly Lynch, but we had a picture of those two. It's up at Mike Bell ATL. And this guy was laughing. Hey, look at this, man. Sam Elliott's walked in. But it was a lot of fun, man. Great crowd. A lot of passion for the Falcons yesterday. Everybody out there, you know, a lot of Tech and Georgia and Falcon fans, and they're saying, hey, what do you think? I don't know, man. You know me. And Carl, you're laughing about this, but I'll say it again. I said this to Chris yesterday off the air. Next year, fast forward to whenever the camp starts, end of July, first week in August, and presumably we'll be at our residency at Hooters, and hopefully we'll be back there in Buford. I'm telling you right now, on the soul of my father, no more positivity, no more 10-11 wins, none. I got to see it. I got to have it proven to me. No more, oh, so-and-so look really good at practice. No. I am now officially glass half empty. Because how many times, 7 years in a row, I've gone on the air, not BSing, by the way, but truly believing in my heart that things were changing and things are going in the right direction. And just to have, as Lucy does with Charlie Brown, whoop! Take that football and take it away. So no more, mister. You are going to have to provide all the positive energy starting for camp this year because I'm not buying it.
I don't know if I can either. I need to see the changes, and I need to see who our coordinator is going to be, and I need to see if guys get developed as we've been talking about.
Mm.
Like, don't get me wrong. I do have a lot of positive stuff that I think is going to happen with Michael Penix.
That's the one thing we all agree on.
There's no debating in my mind that this kid's got it, okay? But with that said, you still need help. You still need to get stops. You still need to get off the field. You still need to create turnovers. You still need to get sacks. I mean, all these things that we've been talking about. So, Mike, I'll be as positive as I can be at that point, but it is about wins and losses. And unfortunately, to your point about this, because I had this conversation with somebody last week, this isn't Raheem Morris's fault. It's not Raheem Morris's fault that you didn't win in the 80s either.
Right.
It's not his fault that you didn't win in the 90s. But guess what? You're the next guy, and you're the guy we're counting on to get it done. Just like when Mike Smith was here, Mike, and Dan Quinn came in, and now Raheem Morris is here. It's not their fault that we didn't win in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, but now you're the guy, and we're counting on you to get it done. So I'll simply say I'm with you on the results aspect of right. things. I probably will be excited about some things, depending on what happens in the draft and what we do in free agency. But it is a results-driven business, and right now we are a starved fan base to get to the playoffs.
Right. We can talk about, you know, the individual games where, you know, like season was on the line, and look, Raheem's got to be better. He admitted as much in his wrap-up press conference. So we know what happened. We were there. But, you know, Penix, I'm excited. I don't like how we got there, but now we're here, and now he shows like he belongs, and I can't wait. I just wish I could have seen him from the start of this season.
And by the way, I'm sorry. Let me
– yeah.
Maybe I will be, because I'm excited about Drake. I think Drake hit another button.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be off the charts next year. I think Bijan hit another button at the end of the season. There are things that I'm excited about. Caden Ellis, guys, believe it or not, might be one of the best linebackers in the NFL, and I don't know if he's getting love because of the way our season went.
Right, and that's one of those guys. But this goes back to the argument we had. We thought they were going to release the hounds. We thought, okay, they're going to get after it. And then our scheme, whether it took these guys a while to figure it out, look, Jimmy Lake was a bad hire. He had never been a DC. You know, we basically from the jump said, we think we know what we're going to get with Zach Robinson, because he's been, everybody who has left Sean McVay's organization has done special things, has been solid. And whether the success has been fleeting, like Zach Taylor with the Bengals, but they still had success.
Yes.
You know, everybody who's done well, O'Connell you saw up there in Minnesota. So I like Zach Robinson. I think some of those cards he was dealt were beyond his control. And to Jimmy Lake, he inherited a defense that doesn't have anybody who gets the quarterback on the ground. The general manager has not stocked this team with really good talent on the defensive side. So this is why I'm like, okay, prove it to me, Fontenot. You can do this job. And that Rucker Row is going to be worth being the 35th player taken in this draft. Prove to me you can fix the secondary. Prove to me you can find a defensive end that can actually get something done. And you're going to make some hard decisions with the cap. We talked yesterday with Matt Verderam, and the other day we spoke with our buddy John McClain. And if you missed it yesterday, guys, you can rewind on the app. Unless you want to risk it, Carl, you've got to find a way to get Kirk Cousins off the roster. Because if you want to keep him on the roster and just hope of hopes, someone's going to come to you in August and go, man, our quarterback got hurt, or we don't have the quarterback we're looking for. And, oh, by the way, we'll give you $10 million of that, you know, $25 you got to eat. That's a pie-in-the-sky argument, man. We don't have all the cap space this year.
Would you pay for something you didn't have to pay for?
No.
You don't. No NFL team does. It doesn't work that way. So this idea that somebody will need that situation, that scenario may pop up, but it doesn't make sense financially for any team that is under a hard cap. So if I can save my money and not have to pay for something I can get for free, that is what we do, and the NFL is no different. I'll say this too, Mike, about, you know, some of the guys, because you were talking about who stays, who goes. Listen, all these bubble guys, they can all go. That's where I'm at. There's not one of these guys that I feel like is a difference maker, so much to the point where I'm willing to sacrifice anything to keep them. From Troy Anderson, I love Nate Lamon. I thought he did a good job filling in. But he's not that guy. I mean, we're not talking about all pro caliber. He did a serviceable job. Lorenzo Carter, you talked about it. David Onyemata, I mean, at one point, Chris made fun. I brought his name up, and Chris said, we hadn't talked about David Onyemata all season long.
Right.
But, okay, so did he do his job, or did he not do his job?
It's so tough to quantify the interior defensive play, but in a 3-4, generally, those guys got to pop. See, that's why I've always said, and I know Grady, maybe not, and his friends and family didn't like it. I just thought he's better suited in a 4-3. Not sure what they're going to do with Grady's deal, but you just mentioned it. A bunch of guys are going to be off this roster. Mike Hughes and D. Alford are free agents. D was not great this year. Mike was not great later in the year. Yeah, and by the way, we were right about that. We were harping about where's your secondary? Where's your corners coming from? And they said, no, it's here in the building.
But those are rotational guys. Those are guys that you can play, right?
But Hughes was opposite A.J. Terrell the whole season.
That's my point. Those are not necessarily guys that start or have proven enough to start. Now, Hughes actually was a first-round pick. We know his story. We had him on the show, got hurt, blah, blah, blah. But that's part of the deal. Mike, I keep saying it, Orin. We need more guys. We need more players who can get the job done. And until we acquire enough of those guys, this thing ain't going to look that much different. And again, that's why this coordinator job, whoever gets it better be damn creative.
Hey, man, Justin Simmons. We talked about Nate Landman, also is a free agent. Just mentioned him. Lorenzo Carter, you know, just, again, a good player, but just never lived up to what we thought he would be coming out of UGA. Judon, of course, is gone. You know, you got A.J. Terrell, you got Jesse Bates, you mentioned Caden Ellis. And that's something that Mark Romani, I'm reading from his article from ESPN.com, and those are some good things to have. But, man, Whoever this guy is that comes in, you're hoping Braylon Trice is going to be a pass rusher, but he's coming off a knee.
Yeah.
So he's coming off an ACL. You know, I don't know. We have no idea what Dorless is going to be.
And by the way, let me say this real quick about you. I got to say this. Because I'm sitting here and I hear you go, oh, I'm not going to, because I can't.
No,
I don't have my voice.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. And I get, you know what's going to happen, right? We're going to go 5 months, 6 months without football. We will be clamoring in the summer. And we will get excited about camp starting, and then we're going to go. And guess what? You're going to go up there, and you're going to be like, holy crap, did you just see that? And all of a sudden, you're going to start to feel good about what this is going to be. I know you.
Mark this down, Oren. Today is Thursday, January 16th. I will not waver. My nostrils in August will still be filled with the stench of this collapse. Of 6-3, of riding high in the NFC South, only to have our team choke it away.
Come on, man, my throat's hurting.
So, Carl, you're saying that are you looking ahead right now, sir?
I'm just telling you, I know this, dude.
I am no longer going to be glass half full with this. A matter of fact, I'm only going to bet $100 on them in Las Vegas next month to win the Super Bowl.
That's another lie. That is another lie. Every year, it's like, I put $5,000 on these
fools.
Not
anymore. No more. No more.
What room in the house is going to get fixed now,
Mike? No more. No, that's, again, no more.
7 years, no rooms have been fixed.
You and I were going to win $18,000. We pulled it. Remember, guys, you never want to win more than 10 grand. You got to report to the IRS. We were going to win $9,000 each if they had won the freaking Super Bowl 51. So, and if that, never again. I bet if whatever, they'd probably be like 40. You think they'd be 40-1 right now? I'll put $100 on it for $4,000. And that's all you get. That's all Caesar's Palace is going to get from me on the Falcons. $100. $500. Not a grand.
I don't believe it.
You know what I can't wait for, guys? When we're in our illustrious studios at Flowery Branch and Mike's looking up the latest Falcons cap and Falcons sweatshirt.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because we know that that's what's going down.
And by the way, you have to remind me of that.
Right, I was counting that money. I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you
it's
right
gonna
now.
It's going to be the day we're going to be in studio one day and Mike's and the cashier just drop, Falcons are giving 25-1 odds. After he makes the bet, that's going to be the moment it turns right there.
Oh, I'm sure. I'll tell you guys this, and I'm just talking about. I love Mike from the standpoint of him saying, "I'm not going to do it anymore,
no more."
But I'll tell you guys this. This is just one Super Bowl memory. Boston was there, media row, radio row.
Yep.
And they were so arrogant.
Yes,
they were so arrogant, and so they were like, "Would you guys like to come on our show and talk about the Falcons? Because we don't really know that much about." And I remember going on and telling these guys how good our team was at that time.
Right.
Had the number one offense in the league, led the league in scoring, Matt Ryan's the MVP, blah, blah, blah. And I said, they're really good. And then we're up on that ass 28-3. Oh. I'm just telling you. Like, that was – it felt so good to, like, shove it in their face.
Oh.
Just hurt my voice again. And for it to turn out the way it did. Mike, 9G. I was counting that money.
Watching 23, Alford, pick six, streaking to the end zone. Boston fans, Matt Damon leaving.
I need a hot toddy.
The stadium.